Hi, this is Jim Daly. Join me and the staff at Focus on the Family in 31 Days of Prayer for America. Visit focusonthefamily.com/31days to download a prayer guide and learn more. That's focusonthefamily.com/31days.
Today on Focus on the Family, Pastor Ted Cunningham shares some really fun insights into how you can have a more enjoyable relationship with your spouse, including the importance of good communication.
Early in our marriage, I had to tell her, I go, listen, baby, there's just not a lot of adventure left for men in the world anymore, okay? So please, let me find my own parking space, okay? I want to do it all by myself.
Well, stay with us as we laugh and learn on today's Focus on the Family with your host, Focus President Jim Daly. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Fuller.
Ted Cunningham, he has a real gift for humor, and today he's going to combine that with some great ideas to promote intimacy between husbands and wives. And humor works so well. This was actually recorded for our Date Night Challenge comedy edition, which gives churches an opportunity to host an event that couples can attend to enjoy an evening together, kind of like a date night, and hopefully strengthen their marriage. That's the goal. And if you like what you hear today, you can get a copy of the entire Date Night DVD when you get in touch with us.
Yeah, stop by focusonthefamily.com/radio to find out more. Now, Ted Cunningham is founding pastor of Woodland Hills Family Church in Branson, Missouri. He's written a number of books. And as we said, he's talking to married couples about strengthening every aspect of the relationship, including physical intimacy. And with that, here's our featured speaker on today's Focus on the Family.
Well, it is good to be here. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. Now, I grew up in an independent, fundamental, premillennial, King James Version-only Baptist church. And so I really shouldn't even be here tonight. Because you all got some... Anyway, I grew up in a church and a home that taught me how to love Jesus, but I grew up in a church and a home that taught me how to honor purity, but not necessarily how to honor marriage. So you can imagine, 7 years into marriage, one night my wife was in bed reading a book on how men think. It's not a real thick book. You can read it in about a night. And I remember her reading this book and flipping the pages, and I could tell she was getting more and more mad, getting more and more frustrated. And I've told her for years, the problem with our marriage is you read too much. You'd stop reading, we'd have a better marriage. And she's flipping these pages, and she finally sets the book down, and she goes, I have to ask you a question, and I need an honest answer. She said, have you ever struggled with lust towards another woman? Now let me teach you something. All right, you start by acting as though you didn't hear the question. Huh? Have you ever struggled with lust towards another woman? Tactic two, you act as though you didn't understand the question. What do you mean? But then I knew we were going there. We were going to have a long conversation about the way men think. And for the week, as we discussed this, we'd walk into stores, and anytime a woman would walk towards me, Amy would look right at me, and I'd have to look right to the ground. That was for the whole week. The end of the week, this is a true story. She comes up to me, and she says, I've been getting some discipleship. I've been reading everything I can get my hands on. For who's the first person she had to go hear, right? She had to find out what Beth Moore said about the subject. Because if Beth Moore said it, Jesus believes it. And she said, I'm going to tell you something right now, Ted Cunningham. I will be your only fantasy. Okay, there's a Hebrew term for that. You know what the Hebrew term is? Bow, bow, chicky, chicky, bow, bow. But I think Christians should be leading out in this. Husband and wife, the marriage bed kept pure. We can have a lot of creative ideas in the marriage bedroom without bringing anything from the world into it. And all God's people said, amen. You're like, I don't know. Depends on how far he's going to go with this. I'm going to start with the guys just to help you out because I love you and I care for you. And this is pastoral care tonight. I want to give you a list on how to prepare your wife for a night of romance. Okay? And if you haven't taken any notes, this is the time to start. And get your phone out and you start writing it down, because we believe in our home, men are microwaves, women are crockpots. That's number one. We actually got a candle that we call the crockpot candle. And when that candle's lit, it means tonight's the night. I taught my kids to play with matches. You guys light that thing anytime you want. I've lost count of how many times we've blown the candle out because of you kids. But the candle can be lit, and it means, okay, we have all day. So, guys, this is all day. We're preparing her for a night of romance. Okay, number one, it starts early in the morning. Number two, give her a non-sexual touch before you leave the house. That's what we call an NST, okay? Dr. Gary Smalley says you need 12 of those a day, and it's not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You know what a non-sexual touch is, right? It's the hair over the ear. It's a hand on the back. Is it maybe opening a door and the hand on the small of the back? Driving down the road, a hand on the thigh, holding hands, a gentle kiss on the cheek. That's a non-sexual touch. Okay? Call her during the day. Just add it to the list. Call her during the day for no purpose other than to connect with her. Just to say, hey, how you doing? I'm just calling to say, I want you to know I'm at work, but I'm thinking of you. Get home a little bit early. Do something domestic. If you beat your wife home, get the dishwasher started. The key here is you don't even need dishes in it. Just get the dishwasher started. The sound of the dishwasher going on does something to my wife. I can't explain it. But when I do any sort of cleaning around the house, she's like, and when she just looks at me, we don't even have to communicate with words anymore. She looks at me like, you are my man. The candle is lit. Download a lovemaking playlist. Oh, this is good. We got songs. You got songs? We grew up in the 80s. We got songs. All I have to do, and if I don't even play it, if I sing it, it's even better. And I want to give you permission to join me as I start singing this song, okay? See, some of you know, oh, it's going to be good, but it's good. But listen, all I have to do is walk into the kitchen and start singing this. Now I've had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear. And she jumps in the air. I grab her. And off we go. Now, see, all of this is building. Right? And I try to help my brothers along in this because they're like, well, we don't really connect all day, and we've been tired, and she's working, and I'm working, and we're doing the kids' activities, and we're getting home. But I always like to go into the kitchen about 9 o'clock and tap her and be like, hey, baby, you want to go? And she says, no. Right? You haven't prepared me. Right? For a woman, sexual interest is driven by energy. This is why you have to remove distractions. And in our home right now, we got a 10-year-old distraction and a 12-year-old distraction. And most nights the candle's lit, I have to run around the house going, stay away from your mother. Right? Leave her alone. Go to your room right now. I just have to say something to mom. No, you're going to say nothing to mom. You're going to leave mom alone. You can talk to her in the morning. Amy, honestly, after a couple hours, she'll come out of the bedroom after taking a bath or something. She'll be like, hey, where are the kids? They're safe. That's all you need to know. You focus. You stay. I bet that you guys know what I'm talking about. You've done all this work. You've worked for 12 hours. And the kid can say or do something. I'm not really in the mood. You stay focused. I'll take care of the kids. You got to bring some candles into the bedroom. And this is where the lady starts to go, I'm kind of insecure about my body. Well, put a votive in the far corner of the room. Make him squint. But get a candle. Okay, that's enough for the guys. Ladies, here's my list for you on how to prepare your husband for romance. Show up naked. That's it. We don't need no calls during the day just to see how we're doing. We're fine. The house doesn't even need to be clean. You'd be amazed at how dirty it can be. Marriage should be honored by all. You know, that means every single, every married, young, old, it doesn't matter. All of us are called to esteem marriage as highly valuable.
You're listening to Pastor Ted Cunningham from a date night challenge event on Focus on the Family. And in a few moments, you'll hear how to find joy in your relationship with your husband or wife. Now get a CD or the audio download of this entire broadcast or a DVD of the entire Date Night Challenge Comedy Edition featuring Ted Cunningham, John Branyon, and Jason Earls as well when you call 800-A-FAMILY, 800-232-6459, or learn more at focusonthefamily.com/radio. Let's return now to Ted Cunningham on today's Focus on the Family.
I think we've gotten away from this next key verse in the scripture. It's found in Ecclesiastes. I love the bookends of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 1, life is hard. Ecclesiastes 12, then you die. That's why a lot of people avoid that book. But generations come and generations go, but the earth remains forever. And then you get to chapter 12, and it says what? Remember your creator in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come where you say, I find no pleasure in them. It's old age. Here's the bookends. Life is hard, then you die. But in the middle of this book is Ecclesiastes 9, 7 through 9. It says this, go and eat your food with gladness. Drink your wine with a joyful heart. We were independent, fundamental, premillennial, King James, Virgin, Only Baptist. We never did that part. We left that part out. It says, eat your food with gladness, drink your wine with a joyful heart, for now God favors what you do, but not the independent Baptist, but God favors it. Always be clothed in white and always anoint your head with oil, speaking there of joy and festivity. And then verse 9 says this, enjoy life with your wife whom you love all your meaningless days, for this is your lot in life and in your toilsome labor under the sun. In other words, you can enjoy life and marriage at the same time. Part of esteeming marriage as highly valuable is reminding all of us that you don't have to choose between life and wife. I want you to think about this for just a second. Just a second. eHarmony, Match.com, FarmersOnly.com comes on the screen. But think about the guy who's sitting at home right now in a bad marriage or in a stuck marriage. Or the wife is in a bad marriage, a stuck marriage. They see the twirling couple on the screen. You've seen them. Guy comes on, they found their soulmate. We have an algorithm that all you have to do is take a test, put you with the perfect person. And he's going, oh, look how happy they look. They're enjoying life. I'd like to enjoy life like that maybe again one day. I did for marriage, but now I'm married. And our problem is we never took a test. You know, our culture really has fallen for this idea that compatibility is something you find or something you test for. And that's just not true. Compatibility is something you create. It's you learn to enjoy one another. You learn to be compatible. My wife and I, we are different. I grew up in a home that taught savings was money you put away for a rainy day. She grew up in a home that taught savings was the difference between the actual price and the sale price. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? But with our money, we're learning to become compatible. And here's one of the little tools that we've picked up. And actually, I picked this up from my friends Jason Earls and John Branion. They're comedians, and they have what's called in comedy the callback. The callback, it's what makes your favorite comedian your favorite comedian. It's what makes your favorite sitcom. And here's how it works. Something happens. There's an event. You put a little space between the event, but then you bring the callback in at a later time. It's Jeff Foxworthy, right? Anytime he says, you might be a redneck, we all die laughing. Bill Engvall, here's your sign, right? Those are the callbacks those guys have. And we've decided we need some callbacks in our marriage in order to enjoy one another. My wife, she's a foodie. Do we have any foodies in here? Let me see the hands of all the foodies. Okay, I'm not a foodie. What a foodie means is you go into a restaurant and you never leave full. That's the definition of a foodie. Small portions, big prices. We're in New York. She walks me into this restaurant and I sit down. I'm like, oh, this is going to be bad. I'm not going to get enough food. Waiter walks over. He has a plank and there's a mint leaf sticking out this side and a mint leaf sticking out that side. And I ask him, is that the salad? Is this where we're starting this thing? And I kid you not, he says, no, here's what the chef recommends, that you take the mint leaf, you begin rubbing it over your lips and under your nose and on your chin. You just really begin. It's going to prepare you for the meal. I look over. My wife's totally into it. I'm still holding mine. And I told the guy, I said, you know, I grew up in Illinois where we grew a lot of produce. We just never once thought about rubbing it on our faces. And I think if a husband and a wife are going to rub vegetables on their face together, I think it should be done in privacy, and you don't even need to be here right now. He wouldn't leave, so because he wouldn't leave, I decided I'm going to wear this mint leaf out. So I'm rubbing, I hand it back to him, and he takes it off. But now watch the callback, because my wife knows that is just not a comfortable situation for me. And I hear guys say this to me a lot. They'll say things like, yo, that's her thing, it's not my thing. But compatibility is her thing becoming your thing and your thing becoming her thing. And finding ways to enjoy it. So here's the callback on that one. Now, when we're at my favorite restaurant, Le Cracker Barrel, all I have to do is lean over, grab a piece of her broccoli, and go like that a little bit. And she's ready to go. We've become more compatible in this area, too. Early in our marriage, I had to tell her, I go, listen, baby, there's just not a lot of adventure left for men in the world anymore. Okay? So please, let me find my own parking space. Okay? I want to do it all by myself. I want to provide it for my family. She'd point a spot three spaces in. I'd drive 20 spaces down. And she used to look at me with those eyes and said, you stubborn, stubborn man. But not anymore. You know what part of becoming compatible requires and enjoying life together requires? You have to fire one another as the source of life. Jesus is our source of life, not one another. So here's what we did. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to invite you to be a part of doing this with us. I'm going to have you raise your right hand and repeat after me. Go ahead. This is the participatory part of the night. Raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name. Everybody's part of the comedy tour now. Do hereby resign as general manager of the universe and my spouse. Okay, now watch this. This is the best part. Take your finger for the very last time. That finger that has been pointing blame at your spouse for years for your unhappiness, point it at your spouse for the very last time and say these words that will set you free in Jesus. Say, you're fired. You will no longer suck the life out of me. Jesus is my source of life, not you. You don't have to keep repeating. I'm teaching now. But some of you are really getting into that. And I'll say another thing. The way you... Okay, so, stay with me. We're almost done for the night. So now, because we fired one another as a source of light, no more you will not. So now, guess what that does? It turns conflict into fun. Turns it into that callback where we're able to enjoy one another, even in a parking lot. And so now we pull in, and she points, I've told her, the rules of the parking lot have not changed. I can't, from the foundations of the earth, God set up the rules. When a woman points out a spot, automatically disqualifies that spot. It's no longer an available spot. So I go past her third space in, 20 spaces down, and there I sit. And you know what she does now, and I love it? She leans over and she starts massaging my bicep. And she'll say, "You did this all by yourself." And I can't fully explain it, but it does something to me. You know what I caught her doing a couple years ago? She knows those Andy's candies at the end of an Olive Garden meal are like crack to me. I love those Andy's candies. She bought a bag of them. She keeps them in her purse for when I do something good. And it was in a parking lot I received my first one. She pulled it out. She handed it to me. I grabbed that out of her hand. I'm opening it up and I realize, my wife just gave me a treat. She is rewarding my good behavior. I am a dog. I was all right. I opened it up and I enjoyed it anyway. That's turning conflict into a callback. And you just have to make the decision. Right, the decision to stay married flows from your character. That commitment flows from character, and character trumps compatibility. Compatibility flows from your character. And we have received some great callbacks from those out on tour. And one of my favorite ones comes from a guy. He said, "My wife called me at work one day, and the toilet was running. And I told her to go over, take the lid off the top, and look down. The chain's probably on the bottom. Just reach down, grab the chain, put it back," and he's explaining it to her, and she goes, "Ew!" She says, "I'm not reaching my hand in there, disgusting." And he goes, "Honey, it's clean water. It's like the water that comes out of the sink," and he has to talk her into it. So he finally talks her into reaching her hand in there. But right before, right before she does, she asks him the question, "Am I going to get electrocuted?" And he came up with the most brilliant callback. He said, "Honey, you have to unplug the toilet first." Thank you very much, Date Night Comedy Tour. It's been great being with you. You've been a lot of fun tonight. Thanks.
An enthusiastic crowd at the Date Night Challenge event featuring Pastor Ted Cunningham. And that's been our presentation on today's Focus on the Family.
Yeah, Ted's a pastor, but what a great sense of humor he has. And what a great way to share encouragement for our marriages. And I want to emphasize what Ted did there toward the end, John. He had everyone resign from the position of general manager of the universe and my spouse. And man, that hits me right in the heart. I hope you caught that, all of us men particularly, but wives too. It reminds me of the saying, you can't be your spouse's Holy Spirit. And I think this is one of the critical things in marriage. He said it in a funny way, but it is so deeply true. And as much as we sometimes would like to, we really can't create lasting change in our spouse. And unfortunately, it's really easy for us to see what needs to be changed in them when we can't see our own need to change. But if we can have this mindset that we have resigned as the general manager of the universe and my spouse, we can relax a bit and accept our spouse and their faults and work on our own flaws instead, which is the key. You are the only person you can really change. And that was his point. John, I got to tell you, this is a real recipe for a peaceful home.
And I'm going to remember it next time I am just itching to tell Dina how to load the dishwasher.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, because I go in there and I just need to let her do it her way and be a bit more lighthearted about it and use a little more humor in my approach.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, humor really helps in any relationship, especially adversarial ones. And that can sometimes happen in marriage. There's a lot of great ideas here to share with your spouse. And not everyone, I get it, can attend a date night event. So why not get a copy of this event from us and create your own date night right there at home? Put the kids to bed and then watch it together. The Date Night Challenge Comedy Edition DVD includes Ted Cunningham's entire presentation, plus so much more from John Branyon, who's been on this program in the past, John, and Jason Earls, another funny presenter. It's a full evening of entertainment, and I want to say thank you to those who support the ministry who have allowed that and so much more here at Focus to happen. And when you donate, you'll be contributing to the work we do here at Focus on the Family to strengthen marriages in all stages, from engaged couples to those in the retirement years. Here's just one success story from a listener. She wrote, "The Focus on the Family broadcast has helped restore my marriage. I began listening several years ago when we were on the brink of divorce. By applying suggestions from your program, our marriage is now thriving. Thank you so much for obeying God and being a channel for His truth." Man, that is good. And I want to say you, those who are supporting us and praying for us, deserve that credit. And obviously, it's the Lord working through each and every one of us. So thank you for helping Focus on the Family be there. And I want you to be a part of this marriage-building team. And when you do that, I want to provide you with the Date Night Challenge Comedy Edition DVD.
And we can send that to you for a generous donation today of any amount when you call 800, the letter A in the word family, 800-232-6459, or donate at focusonthefamily.com/radio. And let me point out that that DVD has a lot of great content in it. If you just want to review what you heard today, request the CD or the audio download. And regardless of which of those you order, be sure to look for our free marriage assessment tool online, which can help you identify the strengths and weaknesses of your relationship. Have a great weekend, and be sure to tune in on Monday when Cynthia Tobias will explain that having a strong-willed child is a good thing.
Some of the most successful people in the world have a really good, strong dose of strong will. It's just when you're a parent and your strong-willed child is young, they have to practice on you. Because, I mean, when you think about it, who else do you want them to practice on, right?
Some great insight from Cynthia Tobias next time. You'll hear practical tips on bringing out the best in your strong-willed child without losing your sanity as we once again help you and your family thrive. Our program today was provided by Focus on the Family, and on behalf of Focus President Jim Daly, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening.
Here's one of the best gifts you can give your spouse. Start listening to Focus on the Family's daily broadcast app on your smartphone today. You'll find great advice and encouragement for your marriage, and it's free. Visit iTunes or Google Play to learn more.